Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Get the latest from Browns practice throughout the week right now on our YouTube channel. Daryl Ryder recaps each and every practice and game while featuring the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability, as well as on the field action. So subscribe to the 92.3 The Fan channel on YouTube now and get all the latest from Daryl Ryder on the Browns throughout the football season.
There you go. Right, Dan? Just like Shedeur Sanders, get him a couple reps. Now he's ready to start. That was a starting read right there.
I got sacked early.
Although we were laughing because your mic was open. We said, read it.
Okay.
Oh, I dumped it. So no one would have ever known. Come on.
I'm
sorry. Your backs.
You did have your back. I didn't know.
Show all the warts and it's okay.
That's all right. Who cares, man?
Hey.
We literally are talking for a living. Let's get past the
This is my rookie season after all.
Oh, you're doing good.
Thank you.
What have you learned? Why are you better today than you were the first time you came out?
You know what, Andy? That's a great question. Hang on a second.
No, wait, hang on a second. Let me pause. I'm sorry. That was in my list of good questions, not great questions. Sorry.
Let me pause to make it.
Okay, hang on.
It's a great question, Andy. I feel like, you know, I started here with Anthony Lima about 10 months ago, and my footwork wasn't good. I think I missed the chair, fell on the floor, picked myself up, dusted myself off. Here we are. Two games to go.
I got to tell you, I am
one
impressed.
One week to go.
You do know your spacing, though, a little bit better. Like, I've seen you kind of back up into the transmitter that's behind you, which would electrocute you if you probably put your head into it too bad. But you didn't step in there and you didn't get a safety. And so that's what's important.
Here's what else I do know. You bring in a platter of cookies, you might be invited back another week.
Oh, you're good.
There you go.
Tell them the upgrades. You get a free month-long stay at Camp 92.3, the Fan of Brilliant Steaks.
Oh,
or bacon.
Oof.
Oh, we had candy bacon a couple weeks ago. Oh,
so I wasn't here when he brought it. It sounded outstanding. I was seeing pictures.
It was so good. So good. Like, it shouldn't even be allowed to be a food. It was so good. What did you get? We're going to do NFL rapid fire here. Then we're going to bring Daryl Ryder in. What did you get from Shedeur Sanders' press conference, other than the fact that it was a great question where he was asked to kind of judge his first game against the Ravens to where he is now?
Should I read it?
Sure. No, you can do whatever you want.
You know, I did like that he said some nice things about Kevin Stefanski. There has not been a whole...
So it's not me that notices that these two guys don't really talk about... I mean, Kevin doesn't really like to talk about anybody. He'll talk about Miles, and that's about it.
And I thought Kevin on Sunday was very effusive in his praise toward Shedeur, right? He talked about his toughness, you know, the fact that he's getting better and learning on a week-to-week basis. So anyway, it was nice to see Shedeur kind of return the favor, if you will, this week. It was kind of a... You know, the question was loaded to the standpoint of getting that kind of response, but it was a good one.
Do you have questions on their coexistence?
No,
is
I don't.
Is that a word? Coexist?
I did.
That they coexist.
Yeah. I don't and didn't, only because it was obviously the noise kind of surrounding Shedeur led into this narrative that Kevin didn't like him, what have you. And then, you know, I thought it was funny, too, then nationally it came out, then
days later that Kevin had been spending all this extra time with Shedeur, right? The early morning meetings, you know, staying and working with him after practice, all those kinds of things. I think they have gotten along fine. I think that a lot of what led into that was that Kevin did like Dylan Gabriel coming out of the draft. Kevin did see Dylan Gabriel as somebody he was going to, you know, try to develop. Not that he was ignoring Shedeur. Obviously, he's a rookie. He's part of the class. He's
right.
He said good things all along. But
he just wanted to treat him like most rookies are treated.
Well, exactly.
Except for the fact that the quarterback ahead of him is also a rookie. And so you better make up your mind if you're going to have a starting quarterback.
And then the variable that he's a social media, internet, you know, yeah, what have you, influencer, superstar, son of a Hall of Fame player.
That he probably has more social influence power
to say
than
the
anybody
least.
Else on the team.
Maybe anybody else in the league. It's right there. Wow. I mean, he's that popular. So
I think if Travis Kelce leaned on Taylor, he would have more. But that's
a good point. Good point. But I liked what he said. You know, he said, you know, he didn't obviously give the Steelers any bulletin board material. And I think he kind of dodged that question, which is a smart thing to do. It's a good good read by him right there. But, you know, didn't take a whole lot away from it. Obviously, this is it's an interesting kind of condensed week, if you will, with the holiday, another chance for him to learn, for him to grow, and heading into the regular season home finale, another chance for him to show what he can do.
It will be interesting. All right, let's do a little NFL rapid fire here before we bring Daryl Ryder in for our next segment. So, Dan Menigan, the floor is yours.
So, gentlemen, let us begin with the news out of Pittsburgh involving DK Metcalf. Yesterday it was announced that he would be suspended for 2 games after his altercation with a fan in Detroit. He has appealed this suspension, so we will see where it goes from here. But it's sounding like you will not see DK Metcalf on Sunday against the Cleveland Browns, and that he may be helping to pay off the Peter Luger's Christmas party for the NFL this year a little bit, too.
To mention the lawsuit that's coming from the fan, probably, right?
Yeah, and apparently there's a backstory here with these two. Like this fan has either confronted him before or what have you. So I think both parties are guilty. However, you know, I thought we were headed towards malice at the palace here for a second in Detroit, right? I mean,
Detroit again.
And right? meanwhile, as soon as DK starts, you know, drifting over towards the spectators and the fans there, where is Steelers security like grabbing him and getting him back in
line? They got it. Yeah, it's like the one security guy watching him go over there.
Yeah, like, yeah. Don't let this happen. And then I'll be honest with you, he's lucky that punch didn't land.
No. Yeah, I mean, yes. Yes.
All parties are, right?
I don't know. It's hard because I don't know what the guy said.
Right.
And at one point, I watched a video this morning, and it wasn't clear to me that someone had called him DeKalen, which is his
real
which
name.
It's his real name.
Or his full name, rather.
Yeah, and that he doesn't like it, but I don't know. Now, I've heard that there's been some really, I mean, there was, originally, there was that something said that was super stupid. And it kind of would be like, I can understand why his ire got up there. But I don't know. It's amazing to me how many people had video of the event. There are people rolling on it.
It's unbelievable. And then, of course, you know, we hear from the fan's lawyer yesterday, which, you know, he was smart enough to lawyer up as soon as he could. But that also tells me that maybe there was something said that he's trying to protect himself. Who knows? But you know what? Good for the NFL. I thought it deserved, you know, swift punishment. They dished it out, and we won't see him this weekend. And he's going to, like you said, he's going to be paying.
I think the harder part is, you know, he makes what, $132 million over 4 years.
Like, he also had a whole bunch of guarantees voided in his contract from this too.
They got voided because he did it. Mm-hmm. Wow.
By his appeal.
Oh, incentives, you mean, or no kidding?
Yeah, that's been floating around the web as well. I think some of the NFL guys have.
I haven't had to take.
Wow.
It's
just for those players, it doesn't matter. You can say anything about me or my family. They're just words. I hate to say it. I know we all get mad where we all think we have there's a line you can't cross there, but the line at the end of the day is you and your family and 132 millions. Like you can call me anything you want. I don't care about 132
million. Tune it out, play ball. And meanwhile, he goes out there and he dropped like the next two or three passes headed toward him.
Well, let's get to the actual football on the
field.
Especially Monday Night Football. As the San Francisco 49ers beat the Indianapolis Colts 48-27. But that's really not the story as much as 44-year-old Philip Rivers back onto the field. Goes 23.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Three of 35 for 277, two touchdowns and a pick.
So
34.
I think we should add him to the mix for the Browns starting job next year. No, isn't that what that indicates?
Too young.
You know, good for him. I've been rooting for him for the last couple of weeks to see him do well. You know, Philip Rivers is one of those guys that anytime they came through town, it was kind of always a joy to cover him. I mean, you know, with his dag gums and gollies and you know, what a terrific player. Clearly on his way to the Hall of Fame someday. I hope they waive that, by the way, that five-year rule now, where because he's come back, he's going to have to wait an additional 5 years. Isn't that what they're threatening?
No, he re-upped his health insurance this year, which counts for something.
Oh, that's true.
We all know how important that is.
Yeah, but you know, interesting game, too. And you know, I was hoping that they were going to make a late push there and make the comeback before he throws the pick six. And oh, by the way, the San Francisco 49ers are quietly doing some things again. And Kyle Shanahan should have his name probably thrown around as one of the Coach of the Year candidates.
So where does that sit the Colts in? Are you going to go through playoffs here?
Yeah, I figured we would do just a quick rundown of all that stuff. Do you have any Grandpa Rivers thoughts?
I just think it's cool. I think the whole story is cool. I think it's funny when other announcers are out there and they're like, I was listening to the radio broadcast of it last night and they were talking about being a grandfather. And I can't remember. It was on Westwood. It was on us. We had it on. And the play-by-play guy, I think it was... I don't know. He just talked about being a grandfather. He goes, does it make you feel good that a grandfather's out there playing football and you're a grandfather? And he's like, yeah. Ian, I think it was Ian Eagle, was calling the radio last night. And he was like, and they started laughing about it. So
it's cool.
It's a unique story.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's unique.
I mean, all right. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I was going to say, back in the day, George Blanda?
Oh, yeah.
He used to come out there in his mid to late 40s.
He had great grandkids who would take him out there. They'd hold the ball for him when he'd kick it.
Hold the walker.
All right, so going down the list of what we know to this point, the New England Patriots are in. The Buffalo Bills look like they will be the other wild card. There's still a chance that the Patriots could give up the East, but it'll be a little tough. Jacksonville in right now as well at 11-4. Houston right behind them at 10-5. The Broncos are in with 12-3 with a 12-3 record. The Chargers are in with 11-4 as well. Right now, guys, who is the best team in the AFC that you think can win the Super Bowl?
Ooh, good question.
I want to say the Buffalo Bills, but as a wild card, they're going to have to go on the road three times, right?
Yep.
That might be better because they're not going to play in 2 feet of snow.
That's a fair point. I want to believe in the Patriots, but I'm not quite there yet with Drake May, particularly in a playoff game.
Are the Broncos there for you?
No.
They're not there for me either.
Something's telling me L.A. Chargers. Something is telling me that this is Justin Herbert's time. Only because everybody else is kind of out of the way. And I know that they've got some flaws as well, and they're not a perfect team. But by the same token, who is in this AFC, right? This wide open AFC.
All I know is this, that, I mean, what, it's been since, it's like six long years in
New
England.
No Chiefs.
The 6 long years in New England, man. I mean,
yeah,
I feel
what
bad
a drought.
For the fans.
I do. It's awful, isn't it?
You know, the Patriots, is just, maybe this is their year.
Sully.
Maybe those.
What a drought.
Fitzy. Bobby. Fitzy. All those boys.
Wicked.
They're finally going to be able to find their way back.
All right, I got to get to Worcester. 216-474-0092. Give us a call if you want to talk to us towards the end of the show, because we're going to bring Daryl Ryder on next. He's going to talk to us about what the Browns were saying today and his thoughts on what this thing might look like when the season comes to an end. Daryl Ryder next, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan with Tom Withers. It's 92.3 The Fan. Tom Withers is in today. Always, always, always a pleasure to bring in Daryl Ryder. And, of course, Daryl.
It's powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Hi, Daryl. How are you?
Hello, boys. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. How was that press conference today? Were you feeling it? You feel it?
Well, I don't know if we call it a press conference, but it's a Tuesday in December.
Holiday Tuesday. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what that felt like to me.
Daryl, as I play requests, as all my friends, you know, sometimes when they listen and they see and they get, every once in a while, I get a text that strikes my eye from one of my friends. And one of my friends said, Daryl got this 100% right. When you're talking about what the future of the Browns front office and head coach might look like, want to reiterate for anybody that maybe didn't hear you talk about it the other day?
What, that I think that Andrew's going to stay and Kevin's going to go?
Basically, yeah. But yeah, you made the point that, you know, show your work if you're Andrew and it's not there.
No, it's not there. And I do find it somewhat amusing that these guys were joined at the hip until now, right? They were a tag team, a dynamic duo, in lockstep, and now all of a sudden the guy
thought
that
partners.
Bought the group, yeah, thought partners, yeah, I keep forgetting that, data point collectors, you know, and the guy that didn't exactly do a bang-up job keeping this team competitive from a roster standpoint, it looks like he's going to be safe, and the one that had to deal with the mess and 13 different starting quarterbacks and an offensive line that's in shambles and very little talent the wide receiver position, well, because he's only been able to win 6 games in 2 years with that kind of a setup, well, he's going to have to find new work.
Why do you say that, Daryl? Where do you see the rift? Where did this... Where's the origin story to that? Because I've been told and have seen all along that this group seems to be aligned in more ways than one.
Well, I think that it started, Tom, with the Joe Flacco trade. When Kevin Stefanski came out and basically said, in no world did I feel they were going to trade Joe Flacco.
Took him by surprise, right?
He was completely caught off guard by that move. And then we started getting the reporting about how Kevin was going to be in demand if the Browns decided to fire him. Then came the reporting that, you know, basically every open college program in the country wants Tommy Rees to be their head coach, right?
Which, though, could just be, though, his agent floating that out there as a, you know, a proactive, okay, parachute, right, if you will.
Oh, of course. Agents become league sources this time of year.
Exactly.
And then you had Bubba Ventrone come out, and when he's asked questions about the return game struggling and why he's going with Gage LeVard in that, he's like, well, that's what I got to work with. That's the best of what they gave me, so the roster is what it is, and that's what I'm doing. And that's just not the way it's been the previous 5 years.
Mm.
And so all those things add up to, for me, trouble in paradise.
Gotcha.
You know, maybe not everybody's on the same page all of a sudden. And I have been firm. I believe you either keep them both or you get rid of them both. I don't like the idea of keeping Andrew firing Kevin. I also don't like the idea of keeping Kevin and firing Andrew. Like, I feel like from day one, these guys were, they were a tag team, and so they should be evaluated as such, in my view.
Daryl, Shedeur Sanders needs to do what to be the starting quarterback next year?
I think he just needs to keep showing the progress that we have seen from him. And then also, too, you know, he's got to, you know, make more plays. We've seen the ability to make the big play down the field, but we've also seen the sacks or not hitting the windows on time and things like that. But he is a tremendously better quarterback today than he was when he took the field in the second half against the Baltimore Ravens. And he deserves a lot of credit for that, to see that volume of growth from him. But I just kind of... The Browns are probably going to have number two pick in the draft, right? Assuming they don't win either of their next two games. They're going to have, at worst, the number two pick. Maybe something goes their way and they end up with the number one pick. But there's two quarterbacks that are kind of being talked about right now as potentially top two picks. And the Browns are going to have to make a determination. Is Shedeur Sanders better than those two guys? And so should we pass on those two guys? The other part of this, too, is if the Browns end up with the top two pick, they're going to have three of the top 33 picks in this draft. Let's not forget that, because they're probably going to be tied for the worst record, which means when that happens, you alternate as the rounds go. So round one, they have the number two pick. Round two, they get the number one pick in that round, and you just go down the line through the seven rounds. So that is a tremendous opportunity for this organization to continue to stockpile young impact talent. And my hope is, and I just, this is just where I'm at, because I haven't taken a lot of time to really break down and study this college quarterback class, which, by the way, going into the season was like supposed to be the cream of the crop. And now it's not as good as it was originally advertised to be. And everyone's now saying, well, 2027 is going to be that year if you're looking for a quarterback.
That always happens, though, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's the annual tradition, right, yeah. Tom? Mm-hmm. But my point is that you could still draft the quarterback and get two impact players, or do you just add the three impact players around Shedeur Sanders? Like, that, to me, is the decision they have to make. And if you draft the quarterback, well, Shedeur Sanders is no longer your future.
So how much? Let me ask you this then.
Yeah.
Let's pivot a little bit with Kevin and Shedeur here. Then, how much does this coaching staff deserve credit for the progress that he has shown over these last five starts? I mean, obviously, with experience, he's going to get better, one would hope, and he has. But how much of that is due to the coaching that he's been getting?
Yeah, I think we've heard the stories, Tom, about Kevin doing the one-on-one film session in his office in the morning and things like that. I think that there should be, some credit there. I think, though, they have to have some real honest conversations, because I feel like with Kevin Stefanski here, and this is what I struggle with when we're talking about his future. Yeah, it's hard for me to defend some of the game management decisions he's had over the last 2 years. I can't defend the indefensible there, but I can objectively step back, look at the hand he's been dealt the last 2 years, and say, well, what did you expect? Number one. And then number two, the conversation that they have to have is about getting Kevin what he wants and needs. Like, he hasn't had the luxury of having the quarterback that he wants. And that's no slight against Shedeur, but I think that's a conversation that has to be won. Okay, what is this kid's ceiling? Would we have the timeline and the progression and our expectations and things like that? But also, can he do what the head coach wants to do offensively within the system? And I think that there's a part of it, too, where Kevin beats the aggressiveness out of these quarterbacks. We've seen that multiple. He did it to Baker. He's done it here with Shedeur, and that's understandable. Most precious thing in a football game is the possession of the football, and you got to take care of it. But like, Shador's an aggressive guy. Throw the ball down the field. Baker Mayfield, gunslinger, throw the ball down the field. Well, typically when you have those guys, interceptions is the cost of doing business at times. with those guys. And Kevin just doesn't seem to have any tolerance whatsoever for that. And I get it. I know I'm talking out both sides of my mouth here, but like, the conversation about coaching future and the quarterback future and that there's a lot of gray area in there for me, more so than it just being a black and white issue. It's either going to be this or that. I think it's more in depth than just a one or the other type of thing. And they need to have those honest conversations with themselves. And also too, they, you know, whatever the result that comes from those, they have to be willing to look themselves in the mirror and see the truth for what it is.
Hmm. Give me your thoughts on this week's game against Pittsburgh. I mean, obviously, we're still watching to see if Miles can break the sack record.
Well, and depending what happens Saturday night with the Ravens, right?
If
Baltimore is able to win, that keeps the pressure on the Steelers. And look, I don't think we ever have to worry about the Steelers taking the foot off the gas when it comes to the Browns. I mean, they've been curb stomping them for the better part of 30 years. So I don't think that that's really going to be all that much of an issue. Really, I have two questions about Sunday. One, does Miles get the record? And two, how many terrible towels are going to be waving in attendance on Sunday afternoon? We had the blue wave from Buffalo this past Sunday. A couple weeks ago, we had the invasion of 49er fans from Youngstown, Ohio, right? So how many people are going to make the trip up the turnpike there from Pittsburgh for this one? But, you know, if the Ravens win, that means the Steelers will need to beat the Browns if they're going to lock up the AFC North, and then the fire Mike Tomlin conversation can continue in Pittsburgh.
But if the Packers win on Saturday night, the Browns go up against the Steelers, and you're probably not going to throw Aaron Rodgers, that would give Myles Garrett the opportunity to set the sack record against Mason Rudolph.
You're really rooting for that, aren't you?
Menigan brought that up to me this morning. I was like, God, that's an interesting storyline.
I just hope everyone keeps their helmets on. That's all I'll say about that.
I knew you were going to say that. All right, Daryl, thank you. We appreciate you.
You bet, guys. Happy holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.